HD3 Millville.
An update on the president's health. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Moments from now, President Trump's doctor will update his condition. He's being treated for the coronavirus at Walter Reed Military Hospital.
Before the president was hospitalized, he received a cocktail of two experimental drugs through an IV meant to supply antibodies to help him fight the infection. The one-time 8-gram dose from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals has not yet been approved for treating coronavirus. Some doctors believe the president may have been hospitalized to monitor how he reacts to the drugs.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, the president was also given a course of remdesivir. First Lady Melania Trump, who's also infected, is said to be doing well. A spokesperson says her symptoms have not worsened and she continues to rest. Another member of Congress tests positive.
Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, now the third Republican lawmaker to test positive for COVID-19, along with Senators Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Mike Lee of Utah. Meanwhile, President Trump remains at Walter Reed, where GOP Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, a medical doctor, says he can carry out his duties, telling Fox and Friends,
he will be able to conduct his issues as a president as long as his symptoms don't get too bad.
Tillis and Lee are on the Senate Judiciary Committee, scheduled to start confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett in less than 2 weeks.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. To the campaign trail, where Joe Biden is again calling for a national mask mandate while wishing the first family well.
This is not a matter of politics. It's a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously.
Biden's campaign also deciding to remove negative ads from the airwaves. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Mainly sunny this afternoon, high 68. Mainly clear tonight, low 42. A mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, high 69. Cloudy tomorrow night, low 49. On Monday, mainly cloudy with a little rain, high 66. I am AccuWeather's Jonathan Reed on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The following program is paid for and presented by John DeMasi. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Talk with a Purpose. Join the conversation by calling 407-1450. Now, the host of Talk with a Purpose, John DeMasi.
Good morning. Hour number three, Talk with a Purpose, every Saturday, 9 till noon, right here, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Always a pleasure to have you with us. It's been a tough year for all of us, actually. But if you are suffering from any kind of addiction, alcohol or drugs, it's probably been one of the toughest years on record. And with that said, we continue our series here in the program, Fighting the Opioid Addiction, with our partners, Recovery Centers of America. And joining us today from RCA is Fallon O'Connell. She is the Director of Outpatient Services, and she's been on the show before. We welcome her back. Fallon, good morning. Welcome back to Talk with a Purpose.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me back.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you with us. Got to be a tough year, isn't it, for everybody? I mean, it's a tough year for everybody, but particularly, I guess, I mean, geez, I just think about this. I mean, this is a tough, forget a pandemic. This is tough in normal circumstances. And now you throw in a pandemic. I mean, how have you guys handled this?
Correct. Like, it was very, very tough. Like, when everything started happening in March, like, we didn't know what we were going to do because, like, we had between 60 and 80 clients coming in and out of the building. So we had to take precautionary measures and we started doing outpatient treatment all through via telehealth to try to make sure that we're still able to help all the clients in need that are struggling with addiction. However, also keep everybody safe between staff and clients in mind.
Yeah. I want to get into that, but first I want, so everybody understands what your role is and what you do. You are Director of Outpatient Services. Now, tell us what that means.
So yes, I am the director of outpatient services. The site that I primarily work at is our Voorhees location in Camden County, New Jersey. However, I do help out our Mays Landing site, and also our most recent one is our Raritan Bay up in Sayreville, New Jersey. So what we, as directors, like, we help build programming, we supervise the therapists, we make sure that the clients are getting everything that they need, we deal with any client issues, and all we do is just keep trying to build programs so we can make sure that we are helping everybody in need.
Okay, well, tell me, because we kind of know outpatient, inpatient, but with regards to RCA and your addiction treatments, tell us the major differences between outpatient and inpatient.
Like, I would say definitely inpatient and outpatient are both very important when anyone is struggling with addiction. Like, inpatient program is more like of a stabilization for a client. So if someone's actively using and they need to be medically cleared and detoxed off the substance, inpatient treatment is the best way to go because it keeps everybody safe. And then once they're done the detox, they do like a 28-day treatment facility, but it's more just basic skills. So always the goal is, once someone's done inpatient, always to maintain to go back into outpatient treatment as well. Because outpatient treatment is like there to help maintain long-term sobriety. Because like once you're an inpatient and you come out of that bubble and you're back at home, sometimes you're like, wait, how am I going to be able to maintain my sobriety without that extra support with therapy and groups and like from your peers as well?
So let me see if I can get the sequence. So you go in as an outpatient. All right. And then you have your treatment and your services. And then is there kind of like an outpatient follow up to something like that?
Yeah. So in our outpatient treatment, like, it can last between 6 months to a year. So if someone's an inpatient for like 28 days, a lot of times they come to our outpatient program just to help maintain their sobriety. So then like we, during that outpatient stay, we make sure they have all the tools they need once before they're discharged from our outpatient program. If that's doing additional outside referrals to help them, or, you know, that's why we have some clients stay with us for over a year just to have that extra support to hold them accountable to help them just with their sobriety.
I suppose that's very important, though, like, especially if you're an inpatient and you got, like you said, 28 days, you don't just go home and say, hey, I'm recovered. And then, you know, you forget about it. That's where outpatient is really important, right?
Correct. Yeah. Because, like, you know, you got to think, like, you know, if someone has been actively using for 15, 20 years, they finally decide to go to inpatient to get stabilized, get off the drugs, off the alcohol. And then when they go home, it's like, okay, well, what do I do now? Like, I've never was able to maintain my sobriety before. Now, what am I going to do? So that's why it's really important to link up with aftercare once you're done inpatient treatment for that extra support. But also, like, outpatient support's always there too for someone that says, like, they had a long history of sobriety, but they're starting to have those feelings again of maybe possibly wanting to use. That's why outpatient's there too. So we can be that support for somebody like that as well.
I'm sure you're tired of it. I know we're all tired of hearing about the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever. I want to get back to what you started off by talking about. When this first hit, you had what you called telehealth services. Talk about that and what you found in doing it that way.
So telehealth services was able to be put in place to make sure the safety of all clients and staff during this time of COVID-19. So with telehealth treatment, everything could be either through the phone, a laptop, and like an iPad. We were able to do all services through this. So we were able to do the initial assessments, run group therapy, individual therapy, family therapy, psych services, everything through like the WebEx app that we have so that we can make sure everyone remains safe. So like we would have like a group setting with like the therapist and then 10 other clients online, and they were able to like get the therapy that they need to help maintain their sobriety.
I'm wondering, because it happened to me, I had a cardiologist appointment and they said, well, it's going to be virtual. I said, well, how can he give me an EKG virtually? And no one could answer that. So I said, well, I'll wait till you're actually going face to face. And I did. And I went face to face and they gave me the EKG and all that stuff. So it was fine. But I'm wondering, you know, because with people suffering from addiction, they're so dependent. How did that work out, the telehealth services?
So telehealth services, especially in the beginning, it was something new that we never did before. So we were just like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to be able to monitor their urine drug screens to make sure they're maintaining their sobriety? So even though we were doing everything via telehealth, we were able to bring some clients into the building, like with very extra caution. We were taking temperatures, wearing a mask, only one client in the building at a time so we can get the urine drug screens. Also just to have like, just to put like a face-to-face to the client to make sure that they are doing well, because it was getting to become a challenge of doing some of the telehealth, because like you got to the point where it's like you just missed having that interaction with like a therapist, a client, with that face-to-face interaction that we usually have. So now we are moving towards a face-to-face again and a hybrid model during COVID-19.
In case you're just tuning in, Fallon O'Connell is our guest. She is the Director of Outpatient Services for Recovery Centers of America. Of course, it's our series, Fighting the Opioid Addiction, with our partners, Recovery Centers of America. And if you have a question for Fallon, 609-407-1450, 609-407-1450, our number here in the studio. We do have someone, Fallon, who has a question, so let's go to the phones. Lillian is in Pleasantville. Lillian, good morning. You're on with Fallon O'Connell.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. O'Connell. I have a question. Hi. I just wanted to ask you a couple things here. The groups that need, they're all closed down?
Mm-hmm. So right now we're doing groups via telehealth, and we're also doing them face-to-face now.
Oh, really?
So you're doing both? Yeah, you're doing both, right?
Okay. Yeah, we're doing both.
Okay, the second question is, where can I go? I'm eternally grieving. I lost two people with drug and alcohol problems. And sometimes you say, oh, I should forget about this, put it aside, but you can't. I can't anyway. Where do I go?
So the biggest thing is for anyone that wants to be a part of like of Recovery Centers of America, all you have to do is call 1-800-RECOVERY. And they will link mm-hmm. you to a care manager, and they will try to figure, they will put you in the right proper level of care and what assessment that you will need so you are able to get the services that you need.
Oh, fine.
Okay, Lillian, call that number.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Call that number, 1-800-RECOVERY. We'll give that out many times here during the hour. Fallon, it's interesting that Lillian called. That was my next question, that you're now moving into not all telehealth. You're having some face-to-face, correct?
Correct. So we have to still keep, like, you know, social distancing. We have to follow all the regulations still through the state. So we are starting to do like a hybrid model and face-to-face treatment. So what we're doing is we're having so many clients in the building at one time, but also having the telehealth up as well. So we might have like 5 clients in the building with social distancing, but also have like maybe 10 clients on the TV screen via WebEx through telehealth. So we're able to like rotate the different clients in and out of the building so they're able to come back to the building, do the one-on-one therapy, do the group sessions, and like have that face-to-face interaction.
I guess it's obvious, especially with addiction. I would mention to you about my cardiologist, but face-to-face would seem to me to be more effective, particularly, you know, if you're suffering from an addiction. I wanted to talk about the patients. How have they handled the fact that, you know, you had the telehealth, and are they happy that you're now getting back into more face-to-face?
Yeah, I will say, like, you know, change is hard for anybody, but change is really hard with someone that struggles with addiction as well, because they're going through so much as it is, and they, you know, in the beginning, they loved coming into the building. They were able to have that connection with everybody, and then when we shut down, literally, it was like Friday, we're like, okay, you're in the building. As of Monday, we have to do telehealth because of how severe COVID's becoming. So it was a big transition for everyone. But like, you know, the clients were so grateful that we were able to still have telehealth treatment, so they were able to get that support that they need. And it was really the cool thing about telehealth treatment was that we were able to help clients from all over. So like, even though, yes, I might be in Voorhees, New Jersey, I was having clients from like Staten Island, New York, be able to join our groups because we had that capability to be able to help anybody because we had the virtual. But as time went on and restrictions started to lift, the clients were asking, like, when can we start coming back into the building? We miss coming in. We miss doing the fun events that we used to do. And even staff, like, we miss having the clients in the building. Like, it was very quiet without the clients. And, like, we miss that interaction. So they are very grateful that we have the opportunity to do both the face-to-face and the telehealth treatment at this time.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, you know, it's more effective because, I don't know, you tell me, are, I mean, people who are addicted, when they get into treatment, I imagine they're very dependent on not only yourself, but people who they work with at RCA. Is that the case, that they kind of become very dependent? Of course, your job is to make them independent later on, but while they're going through it, I guess they're very dependent, right?
Yeah, they're very dependent on, like, they want that extra support from the therapist, their peers. And, like, you know, we always tell, like, the biggest thing is, like, talk. Like, tell us what's going on. Come to program. We're here for you. Like, that's what we're here to help people. So, yeah, like, when they weren't able to come into the building, they were just like, well, what do we do? So that's why, like, I'm very grateful we were able to do the telehealth. But now since we're able to have people come into the building, like, we recently had one client come in, and she was like, I literally couldn't sleep last night because I was so excited that I can come back into the building again. So, like, that's, like, the things that you want to be able to help people. Like, they were just so happy that we were able to do these things.
Yeah, you know, I guess that makes you feel good when they're happy, you know?
Definitely.
Because, I mean, they've all had a rough go of it. I don't have to tell you that. I mean, you see this every day. I wanted to ask you about, you know, here on this show, we always talk about surveys and studies and so on and so forth. But I wanted to ask you about any studies that you've come across that talk about effectiveness in terms of inpatient versus outpatient. Do you have anything like that, or can you just share, like, experiences that you've had?
Like, I don't have anything, like, number-wise set in stone, but I just know that both inpatient and outpatient are very, very important for someone that's struggling with addiction. So, you know, like I said earlier, if you are dependent on a substance and, like, you can't stop using, you have to go to inpatient so you can get medically cleared, come off of the substance safely, because you can't just stop using on your own. It's very, very dangerous. And, like, no, we don't want anything to happen to anybody. So that's why we always recommend that you do detox, do the residential stay, and then continue your aftercare with us for that extra support. But there has been studies out there that, like, if people just do inpatient treatment and don't do aftercare, they do, a lot of times they do relapse because they don't have that extra support of outpatient treatment.
Did you see, as we ease the restrictions from COVID-19 and you were able to have more in person, have you seen an increase this year in addiction?
I will say, like, well, this is a perfect example. Before COVID happened, our census at Voorhees was around, like, 70, like, around 70. And, like, we were, like, sometimes dropping down to 60. But as of today, we have 110 clients. Because people started realizing, like, when they were, like, in quarantine and they couldn't leave their house, we've been getting so many phone calls saying, like, look, I am in my head, I don't know what to do. And it's like, I started drinking again, or I just have thoughts of using. And, like, you know, quarantine has affected everyone in a different kind of way. But I have noticed that, like, this during this COVID epidemic, that, like, people have been, it seems like they have been struggling more because you can't go out. You can't go to the outside meetings. Like, there's nothing really to do. So what do? They either start drinking or start using again.
Yeah.
So that's why it was good that we were able to have those telehealth services so that they can just log on at home at any time to get that support.
Well, you were just giving numbers. And when you said, well, we went down to 60 and now we're at 110. So you were almost double. Almost.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah. So, I'm like, here's another thing. I mean, we probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about, those of us who are not addicted, we don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. But, I mean, here's another thing that the virus affected, and adversely. And it's really a shame because, as I said to you, you know, addicts have enough problems without throwing this thing in there. So, I feel for the addicts, and I really support what you guys do because you do a tremendous job. Talk about...
Thank you.
You're director of outpatient services. So talk about that. Does it take longer if someone doesn't want to go in for, let's say, the 28 days or whatever? Someone doesn't want to, you know, be an inpatient. Does it take longer for outpatient services to achieve effectiveness for them?
Well, the biggest thing is in outpatient treatment, we have to make sure that the client is going into the best quality of care. So if we have a client that's coming in for an assessment, and if they're actively using it, they don't want to go away for 28 days because, look, it's a different time now, too. People are at home educating their children because kids aren't going to school, or they don't want to, like, leave work because they're afraid they're going to lose their job. Like, we will try to meet them where they're at and try to work with them as best as possible. And like, you know, we have a PHP program that's there 5 days a week. So you can come in for 5 days a week to keep and like to have that extra support. But like it's to the point where if someone's actively using it and we're worried about their safety, then we're always going to recommend for that client to at least go to detox. And then even if they just did detox and want to come to outpatient, we can also talk to them about that.
Okay, we are talking to Fallon O'Connell. She is the Director of Outpatient Services for Recovery Centers of America. If you have a question for Fallon here in our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series with our partners, Recovery Centers of America, 609-407-1450 is our number here in the studio, 609-407-1450. I'm John DeMasi. It's Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. More with Fallon O'Connell from Recovery Centers of America right after these words.
When Recovery Centers of America opened its campuses on the Main Line and in South Jersey years ago, they offered a new approach to alcohol and drug addiction treatment. Local, evidence-based treatment led by an expert team of master's-level clinicians, physicians, and nurses. RCA has since helped thousands and leads the way in innovative programs and exceptional inpatient and outpatient care, all in a beautiful setting that allows for healing and recovery. And RCA is in-network with insurance providers, so their best-in-class care is affordable. Dial *1105 to speak with a treatment advisor now. That's *1105.
Joe Yakovich is registered with and Securities and Investment Advisory Services are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company.
When it comes to you and your family's financial wellness, there are so many things to talk about. We could go on forever. To help guide you along the way, Joe Yakovich has written a book called The Heart of Your Money, Inspiration for Financial Wellness. In the book, Joe talks about longevity, inflation, retirement surprises, and many other topics. For your free copy of The Heart of Your Money, call the office of Joe Yakovich at JML Financial at 856-751-1771 or email Joe at jyakovich@brokersifs.com. And you can listen to Joe Yakovich on Talk with a Purpose, heard Saturdays here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM. For over 37 years, Joe Yakovich has been helping families throughout the area navigate the difficulties of a sound financial plan. You'll find Joe's approach to be different and not just the cookie-cutter methods that are prevalent in today's world. The path to your financial wellness and/or retirement starts with a call to Joe Yakovich at JML Financial Group. 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Or email Joe at jyakovich@brokersifs.com.
If you're interested in driving one of the finest automobiles on the market today, then you'll want to check out all of the fabulous new and pre-owned Lexus at Lexus of Atlantic City. Lexus of Atlantic City, 3169 Fire Road and EHT. Driving a Lexus is like no other vehicle on the market. Test drive one for yourself at Lexus of Atlantic City. Whether it's new or pre-owned, you'll be more than satisfied. In fact, Lexus is consistently number one when it comes to customer satisfaction. Visit Lexus of Atlantic City, 3169 Fire Road and EHT. Or you can check out their outstanding selection of new, pre-owned, and L-certified pre-owned vehicles on their website, LexusOfAtlanticCity.com. That's LexusOfAtlanticCity.com. Or, if you want more information, call 609-641-0008. Lexus of Atlantic City, now celebrating their 26th year in the area. A dealership that you'll enjoy. No pressure, no gimmicks, no hassle, no hype. Lexus of Atlantic City, 3169 Fire Road and EHT. And remember, always online at LexusOfAtlanticCity.com.
Back here with our series, Fighting the Opioid Addiction, Recovery Centers of America. You heard Fallon give out the number earlier. I'll give it to you again. 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY. That is a 24/7 hotline, and they answer. Listen, if it gets to the second ring, that's unusual. So they answer right away, and they can direct you. You have some kind of a need, or it's for a friend or whatever, and you heard Lillian call earlier and ask for some help. That's what they do. 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY is the number for Recovery Centers of America. Fallon O'Connell is our guest. She is the Director of Outpatient Services for Recovery Centers of America. And we're going to talk to Matt in AC. Matt, you're on with Fallon O'Connell.
Yeah, hi, Mr. O'Connell, Mr. DeMasi. Thank you for taking my call again, sir.
Okay.
Question for you. I have an employee that I'm a contractor, so I do construction. I have an employee that used to work for me, and he went off the deep end a couple of years ago. He has a mental illness, but coupled with that, he has an addiction problem. And he came up to my building the other day that I run, and he absolutely fell like a tree on the front porch.
Oh, boy.
I had to call 911 for him to get Narcan or whatever they use, the EMTs. I'm a lifeguard. I know how to revive people, but I couldn't get this guy back, man. I needed it, and, you know, the EMTs with the 911 with the Narcan. So if you have an addiction coupled with a mental problem, what say you about that?
So at Recovery Centers of America, we treat both. We treat the addiction and the mental health aspect as well. We do have psych services on staff, and we also have people there to help with the addiction. So we definitely understand it goes hand in hand, and we have the services to provide for those clients.
So, Fallon, you could have, or you can help someone like that?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, Matt, if I were you, I mean, if you can get a hold of your former employee, I mean, I'd call 1-800-RECOVERY, see if they can do something. I mean, it sounds like he really needs it, you know?
Well, thanks he's in the hospital now.
Yeah, well, but he needs, you know, he needs specialized treatment, it sounds like. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't sound good. Matt, thank you for the call. We wish you good luck with that. 609-407-1450. Fallon O'Connell, again, our guest, Director of Outpatient Services for Recovery Centers of America. That's just a typical story in the day and life of RCA, right, Fallon?
It definitely is. And like the biggest thing is, too, that it's very important to know. So if anyone has, like, if you're a loved one and you're worrying about, like, a friend or, like, your child or your husband, anyone like that, like, you know, that person also can try to call 1-800-RECOVERY to try to get the client the help that they need, because we have specialists on staff that they can try to engage the client into treatment. And we have interventionists. So, like, if there's someone that, like, you know, that needs help, like, that person can also always call 1-800-RECOVERY to try to help that client.
I want to talk to you because you're director of outpatient services. So I want to get a handle on, because, I mean, I've known people that say, well, I'm not going to be there for 28 days. I don't need that, you know. So with outpatient, does it take longer to achieve results or recovery as opposed to inpatient? Because we all kind of know the 28-day thing. Talk about that.
Correct. So outpatient treatment, it's a variety amount of time. It depends on what the client needs and what they're going through, because we have different levels of care. So we have a PHP program. It's partial hospitalization. It's Monday through Friday. It's 5 hours a day. 5 hours a day. Usually that program is between like 2 to 3 weeks. And then usually when they complete that program, we have an intensive outpatient program, which is then 3 days a week for 3 hours at a time. And people can be in that program from like 2 to 3 months. And then our general outpatient program is only 2 days a week for 90 minutes at a time, where sometimes people are in that program for 90 days. But again, like I said, some people stay in our general outpatient program for up to a year because they just want that extra support. But we understand that treatment is individualized, and some people can't be in treatment that long. So we will do whatever we can to help that client during the time frame that they can be in treatment. But a lot of times they'll say like, oh, I can't do treatment for more than 2 months, or I can't do treatment for more than a month. But once they're engaged, a lot of times they do stay longer because they love the support and the help that they are getting.
So it doesn't sound too bad. I mean, it sounds like it's doable in terms of what the hours you just described. So, because, you know, everybody thinks, oh my God, I got to go sit there forever. It doesn't really sound bad from what you just described.
And we get it. Like, you know, you're out in the world, like you have a life. We understand, like, people are working, like I said, taking care of their children. So we will do whatever we can to make treatment individualized. I always say outpatient treatment shouldn't be an added stressor to your day-to-day. We're here to help you, not add more stress. So if you're in our intensive outpatient program and it's 3 days a week for 3 hours and you're like, you work 9 to 5 and then you're supposed to be in program from 6 to 9. And if it becomes too much, I always tell them, just talk to us about it. Let's see what we can do. Maybe we can just do 2 days a week, or maybe we can bump you down to our general outpatient program. Like, we're here to help, not add extra like stress.
Yeah. And they certainly have enough stress in their life, or they've had enough. because that's probably one of the reasons why they're in the, there in the first place. You know,
exactly. Yeah.
Talk about you told me you're in charge for the entire state. Do you have, like, I'm thinking maybe services vary from area to area because certain areas are different. How about that? Does that vary?
So, like, so in the state of New Jersey, we try to keep our outpatient programs pretty similar. Like, you know, there might be different programmings on different days and times. Like, Mays Landing and Voorhees, we've been established for some time now, so we have a lot more programming. We have programming 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. But Raritan Bay is a newer location. Raritan Bay's been open now for about since the beginning of the year, so we're still building that program. So we don't have that many programs at Raritan Bay at this time. But the good thing about telehealth treatment is if we have a client that lives near like Raritan Bay and they need that program that Raritan Bay doesn't have, they can join either Voorhees or Mays Landing and be a telehealth client so that we were able to help them. So that's one of the benefits of the telehealth treatment. Like, just because like you might not like the programming or the times, it might not work well at the Raritan Bay site, but the Voorhees location might work for you and you're able to do it because we have via telehealth.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, this is where telehealth becomes an advantage, because obviously Raritan Bay, they're not going to want to come all the way down to Mays Landing. They may, right. But it's easier if they don't have to. So the telehealth seems to be working into the whole overall picture, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it definitely has been. And that's what we'll say. Like, if we have a client that's like maybe 2 hours away from Mays Landing, it's like, yes, you'll be doing all your groups via telehealth through the computer. But like, if we need you to come on site for your drug screen or to see the psychiatrist, we can arrange that all at the Raritan Bay site. So you don't even have to worry ever about coming down to the Mays Landing location.
What have you found in your experience? And again, this is from your experience or from what you've heard or seen from others at RCA. What have you found to be the most effective outpatient service?
I would say, just like what the last caller said, a lot of clients that come in, they're struggling with addiction, but they're also struggling with mental health, or they're struggling with issues with their family. I feel as though the most successful outpatient program is that we're able to help clients at all different ends. So like, just because like you might have an addiction, we also have a psychiatrist on staff. So we're able to provide that extra support. I think it's really important that the clients get all the services that they need to help maintain their sobriety. Because if they're not getting treatment for their family discord they're having at home, and that can be an added stressor that might be causing the client to be triggered and want to use. Or if they're not getting their mental health treated, that might be a trigger for them to use. So the goal in outpatient, and like, I'm grateful that we have a lot of different services in our outpatient program, we're able to reach more individuals to help them maintain their sobriety.
You know, I knew that you had a psychiatrist on staff, and we had that caller earlier who talked about his employees, former employee. And it would seem to me, and I'm not putting hospitals down or anything, but it seems to me if you have mental issues and you're addicted, you'd want to be in a place like yours, because this is what you guys do. You know, it's like calling the plumber to fix your electricity. You know, I mean, you wouldn't want to do that. But so you would be in the right place if you have mental issues as well as addiction, because the addiction may be caused by the mental issues in some respects. So I've noticed you guys cover all bases. That was really my point here. You cover all bases.
We definitely do. And like, you know, as outpatient continues to grow, we're all like, you know, we have different sites out in New Jersey. We have them in Pennsylvania. And like, now we're starting to see like maybe what Pennsylvania is doing, and maybe we should iterate it with our programming too. So we continue to grow, things continue to change. And it's just, I'm very grateful that we're able to like mold into what we need to be able to help all the clients that we can.
How long have you been with RCA, Fallon?
So I actually just recently hit my 3-year mark. I've been with RCA for a little over 3 years now.
Okay, and you've been in this field for quite some time, from what I understand.
Correct. So I've actually, when I started my journey in school, like I realized my passion was always working in addiction. So I've been working in the addiction field now for about 15 years, I would say.
I noticed that a lot of people at RCA are in that genre of they've been there 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And I also noticed that a lot of people who are on staff at RCA are recovering addicts. I found a lot of people who've been on the show. Do you think that kind of helps in terms of talking to patients who are addicted?
I definitely do. Like, you know, especially if someone's been through that journey, they might have a different, like, insight than someone that might have not been through that journey. Like, it's amazing because, you know, like you said, like, we hire people that are, like, you know, in recovery. And it's amazing when we actually have someone that used to be one of our former clients and did all our programming, our inpatient, our outpatient, has been able to maintain their sobriety. And then they come back and they apply for RCA and start working for us. And then they're able to say, like, look, like, I've been there. I was in this program. I was in that chair right where you were. And, like, look where I'm at now. And, like, give them the guidance and things like that. It's just amazing that we're so, like, we can see that day to day. But, like, I will say, like, people that are in recovery can offer great support, and someone that's not in recovery can offer great support to somebody. So I think it's really cool that, like, we have that many different kind of, like, staff members on staff.
Oh, yeah. And we had him on twice recently, Pastor Crail. And we have subtitled your hour the Tearjerker Hour, because Pastor Crail cried on the air and he said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, no, don't be sorry. I said, why do you think we call this the Tearjerker Hour? And I mean, you hear his story. I wanted to cry because it was so passionate.
Amazing.
I mean, he was homeless and now here he is. And look what he's doing. So it's great. We have a caller, Fallon. We're going to get to him. Elmer is in Maryland. Elmer, good morning. You're on with Fallon O'Connell from RCA.
Yes, John, faithful listener.
Thank you, Elmer.
I just want to give kudos because RCA has a great reputation.
Yeah, they do.
I remember seeing them at meetings on Sunday night in Bittner. And and I called last November, and I got a bill from one of the places there. It's not you guys. Was $140,000, if John remembers.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Oh boy.
And I relapsed, and because it was $70,000, the insurance paid $70,000. They weren't for me. I'll frame it, but I never would pay it. But come to find out, it was an insurance scam.
Yeah.
People went to jail. They closed them up. And I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that, Elmer, with RCA. Are you okay now?
Yes, I got a sponsor. I'm doing outpatient, therapy for the mind and everything else. But I talk to my sponsor every day. And the Zoom meetings are great because I can do them all over the world.
Yeah.
And you know me, I was hard-headed and stuff like that. But if you give recovery a chance, it will work.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And that's one thing that I want to, you know, emphasize to anybody that's listening, because if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Elmer, thanks for sharing that. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. Yeah, well, listen, you know, That how many of those stories do you hear, Fallon? I mean, you probably hear hundreds of those, you know?
Yes, we do. you know, anything can happen. Like, you know, that's why I said, like, day by day, minute by minute, because, like, you know, he was doing fine. You get a bill in the mail, you don't know what you do, and it's the added stress, and then people relapse. Like, you know, you don't expect to pick up, but then, like, something happens in your day to day, and then you're just like, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to use. And like, that's
exactly.
Why, like, with the support of outpatient, like, you know, having a network, like he was talking about, like the Zoom meetings, like able to work on his sobriety again, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Thorough is the middle name of RCA. And I tell the story every time, and Fallon, we're coming up on a break, and I'll tell it after the break, cause you probably heard it, but I'll tell it again, the 500 mattress story, which is a great story.
Yes, it is.
I love that story, you know. Talk with a Purpose is the show. It's our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series with our partners, Recovery Centers of America. Fallon O'Connell is here. She is the Director of Outpatient Services. And we still have time with Fallon here on the show. So if you want to jump in with a question, 609-407-1450, 609-407-1450. I'm John DeMasi. We come back with more with Fallon O'Connell after these words.
Atlantic County Sheriff Eric Scheffler continues to create a healthier and safer community for me and my family By securing a $2 million grant, the largest grant in the history of the Atlantic County Sheriff's Department, Eric Scheffler works to establish the Hope One program in Atlantic County to help those struggling with addiction. By going into the community, Hope One saves lives and helps those secure treatment and recovery. Thanks to Eric Scheffler, we are better today and we'll be stronger tomorrow. This November, re-elect Eric Scheffler for sheriff.
Paid for by Scheffler for sheriff. Paid for by Penny Wright Treasurer.
I am Eric Scheffler, and I approve this message.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hi, this is Larry Styler. I want to introduce our team of experienced exterior consultants.
Hi, I'm Bill Blank.
Hi, I'm Dave Capri.
Hi, I'm Sean Steitler with East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows.
Contact East Coast's team today for a professional estimate for roofing, siding, or windows. Don't compromise the safety of your family and home. East Coast offers financing with no interest and no payments for 12 months. And you can save more by getting your project done now at last year's price, along with 12 months, no interest, and no payments. Call 609-646-1444 or eastcoastroofing.com.
If you'll call, we'll show up.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
They were voted best of the press again. And when it comes to mom, of course, she deserves the best. BF Mazzia, with the finest fresh fruit and produce you'll find anywhere, features gift baskets, fruit baskets, and if mom likes to cook, there are plenty of gourmet specialties always available at BF Mazzia. How about a gift card or a fresh fruit flower arrangement sure to please anyone? BF Mazzia, Chestnut Avenue and Route 9. That's New Road, Northfield. Online at bfmazzio.com or call for your special order, 609-641-6600.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Mainly sunny this afternoon, high 68. Mainly clear tonight, low 42. A mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, high 69. Cloudy tomorrow night, low 49. On Monday, mainly cloudy with a little rain, high 66. I am AccuWeather's Jonathan Reed on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Back here on Talk with a Purpose, our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series. Fallon O'Connell is our guest from Recovery Centers of America. If you have anything at all you want to talk to the folks at Recovery Centers of America about, you know, don't hesitate. Just call. That's what they're there for. 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY is the number. That is Recovery Centers of America, like I said, 24/7 hotline. And I actually visited the call center, and I met the director of the call center, and I said, what's the time frame? He said, well, we answer. We try not to get to the second ring. So they're on it. Call anytime, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever, 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY is the number for Recovery Centers of America. Our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series, as I said, with Recovery Centers of America. Fallon O'Connell is our guest, Director of Outpatient Services. Are you you ready for my Brian O'Neill story?
Let's Fallon? Do it.
Okay. So I say this every time because it's one of the things that blew me away. In the Mays Landing facility, the lighthouse at Mays Landing, you opened a new facility, additional beds. And there was a grand opening, and they invited the press and the media and all that stuff, and I was there. And they give you a tour. And the tour guide said, and I'm looking at these rooms, and I said, is this a hotel? Or what is this here? And it was like, well-decorated, very nice. Guy says, sit on the mattress. And I did. And I thought, okay, it's a mattress. And he said, how many do you think that we had to try before we picked that mattress? I said, I have no idea. 5, 10. He said, how about 500? And I've often asked Brian O'Neill, and he said, you know what the big thing is in recovery? He said, good sleep. A lot of the people who have been addicted haven't slept, so they need good Correct. Sleep. Yeah. How's that for a story, huh? Can you imagine 500? Have you ever shopped for a mattress, Fallon?
Yes, I have.
Do you get past the second one? I mean,
usually not.
you lay on it, you go, okay, yeah, this is good, you know. And it was really, it's fascinating. But speaking of thorough, and this is why I want to make sure that I can point this out to the audience, and not just because you're here. This is the true story the way it is. A friend of mine said to me way back, said, look, you do that series. Can you call them for me? I said, sure. What's the problem? Well, my chiropractor's secretary's son, you know, this is how these stories go, right? So I got the woman's number and I called, and not only did they call me back, not only did David Dorshoe, the CEO of the Lighthouse, call me back, somebody else called me back. And 2 days later, they called me again, and they eventually got the young man, and they eventually got him in for treatment. But that's just a little bit about RCA and the thoroughness. And I'm sure you found that out for yourself, Fallon, having been there a couple of years.
I will say, like, our mission center, when you call 1-800-RECOVERY, like, they are very thorough, like what you're saying. Like, if I have somebody that, say, I did an assessment on a client and they seemed really resistant to treatment, they're like, look, I'm not sure if I really want to do this yet. Like, I don't know if this is really what I want to do. And, like, you know, we're never going to pressure someone to do treatment if they're not ready. So, like, what I'll always do is, for somebody like that, I'll reach out to our mission center. I'm like, hey, like, you know, I just did this assessment on Johnny, and, like, you know, he's not really sure if he wants to do this. Our mission center will follow up with him, like, every day, check in, text them, just to see how they're doing, to see, like, hey, like, you know, we do care. Or we just want to make sure you're okay. Like, are you ready to come back to treatment, or do you want to start treatment? Like, they are very, very thorough. We have a great amount. We have a great staff up there. It's amazing what they do.
Yeah. And another story, and Brian O'Neill's coming on in a couple of months, and I always like to bring him on once a year to talk about this. I mean, here's a guy who's a businessman who ran several companies, and this is what he did on the side. People used to call him. He did interventions, and he did an 8-day intervention, and it was successful, you know?
Yep.
And then he told me that he lost one. So that was kind of the impetus, I guess, to be so thorough with Recovery Centers of America. So, I mean, can you imagine running companies and you do an intervention for 8 days? I mean, I can't imagine that.
I know it's a lot.
I wanted to talk to you about, Fallon, I wanted to talk to you about families, in particular in regards to what you do, outpatient services. What's available for families if they have a loved one or a friend in outpatient?
So we always encourage having the family involved in treatment, because addiction doesn't just affect the individual, it affects the family. And your family can be mom, dad, boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, your family is who your family is, who's your main support, I always say. Because everybody's like, I don't want to sign a release for my mom. I'm like, well, it doesn't have to be your mom. Like, who else, who's your major support that's in your day-to-day? So we always encourage to have open communication during treatment. We encourage family sessions. Like, right now, since, like, we are starting face-to-face, we have a possibility to be able to do them face-to-face. But currently, we've been doing them through via telehealth. So, like, we might have the client in the building with us, and then the loved one on via telehealth, to make sure that they are able to do that family session, to see what's going on, to help them. Because, like, we're here to give the client tools, but we're also here to give the family tools too, to help that client maintain their sobriety once they're home, or if they need that extra support, like, what do they do, kind of thing.
Yeah, we talked earlier about telehealth and with the COVID-19 and all of that stuff. What about outpatient services for families? Was telehealth involved, or could they get involved in that if they can't make it to an actual meeting? Talk about that.
Yeah, they could definitely do that. So before COVID happened, we did have, like, a group session for family sessions at the Voorhees site. Like, we would have alumni come in, new, you know, current clients and their family as a support group. And now we're trying to encourage more via telehealth, because it's a lot. Because, like what we said, like, everybody has a day-to-day. Everybody's working. Everybody's doing education with their children. So if it can't be in person, we can definitely do the family contact through via telehealth.
So it's telehealth is being used all over the place. It's not just terms of the people who are addicted, it's being used for everybody, basically.
Correct. And, like, even if, like, say, you know, some, you know, even though the restrictions are lifting, some people still don't feel comfortable coming into the building. So, like, even if, like I said before, like, we have, if you need the mental health services and the addiction services, you can meet with our psychiatrist through via telehealth. Like, you don't even have to come into the building to see the psych. Like, our goal is to make sure everybody's getting the treatment that they need, that they continue to feel safe during this whole epidemic, and just be able to help them maintain their sobriety.
Yeah, it's in other words, there's no excuses, is what you're telling me.
Correct. Exactly. There's no excuse.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, you're in the business. You know that. Well, I couldn't get there. Well, how come you didn't? Well, it's this happened, and I was waiting for another birthday and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, the addicts never run out of excuses, do they, Fallon?
No, they don't. But, like, you know, and that's what I said. We're always here to help everybody. So, like, you know, if telehealth's not for you, we have face-to-face going on now. If face-to-face isn't for you, we have telehealth. So we're doing, you know, there isn't any excuse right now. But
yeah,
we're here
you're
to help
right.
anybody that, you know.
Listen. Yeah. Listen, I've told people who I know who, you know, could use your services. No more excuses. Well, I'm not that bad. You know, I'm sure you've heard that 1,000 times. So, you know, they never run out of them. But we're coming up on our final break in the morning. You still have time, if you have a question for Fallon, to call in at 609-407-1450, 609-407-1450. It is our final break of the hour. Fallon O'Connell is our guest, Director of Outpatient Services for Recovery Centers of America. And I'm John DeMasi. Final thoughts with RCA and our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series on today's show after these words.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hi, this is Larry Stiler. I want to introduce our team of experienced exterior consultants.
Hi, I'm Bill Blank.
Hi, I'm Dave Capri.
Hi, I'm Sean Steitler with East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows.
Contact East Coast's team today for a professional estimate for roofing, siding, or windows. Don't compromise the safety of your family and home. East Coast offers financing with no interest and no payments for 12 months. And you can save more by getting your project done now at last year's price, along with 12 months, no interest, and no payments. Call 609-646-1444 or eastcoastroofing.com.
If you'll call, we'll show up.
East Coast Roofing and Siding. Trust us with your family and home.
When Recovery Centers of America opened its campuses on the Main Line and in South Jersey years ago, they offered a new approach to alcohol and drug addiction treatment. Local, evidence-based treatment led by an expert team of master's-level clinicians, physicians, and nurses. RCA has since helped thousands and leads the way in innovative programs and exceptional inpatient and outpatient care, all in a beautiful setting that allows for healing and recovery. And RCA is in-network with insurance providers, so their best-in-class care is affordable. Dial *1105 to speak with a treatment advisor now. That's *1105.
Billing Marble and Tile wants customers to know that customer safety is of utmost priority always, and especially now during this difficult time. Billing Marble and Tile is still open for business and wants to help you with your home improvement projects. Billing Marble is taking extra safety precautions, including additional sanitizing of equipment and products. Billing Marble and Tile offers wood look porcelain tile, granite and marble countertops, backsplashes, wall tile, and great ideas for new bathrooms. How about putting in stylish granite and quartz countertops by Filling Marble and Tile Outlet? Filling Marble and Tile, giving you personalized service that only a family-owned store can give. Forget those big box stores where you have to do everything yourself. Filling Marble and Tile will help you turn your ideas into something spectacular. For a quick preview of what they offer, visit fillingmarble.com. Filling Marble and Tile Outlet, Philadelphia Avenue and Route 30 in Egg Harbor City. fillingmarble.com.
Joe Yakovich is registered with and Securities and Investment Advisory Services are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company.
When it comes to you and your family's financial wellness, there are so many things to talk about. We could go on forever. To help guide you along the way, Joe Yakovich has written a book called The Heart of Your Money, Inspiration for Financial Wellness. In the book, Joe talks about longevity, inflation, retirement surprises, and many other topics. For your free copy of The Heart of Your Money, call the office of Joe Yakovich at JML Financial at 856-751-1771 or email Joe at jyakovich@brokersifs.com. And you can listen to Joe Yakovich on Talk with a Purpose, heard Saturdays here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM. For over 37 years, Joe Yakovich has been helping families throughout the area navigate the difficulties of a sound financial plan. You'll find Joe's approach to be different and not just the cookie-cutter methods that are prevalent in today's world. The path to your financial wellness and or retirement starts with a call to Joe Yakovich at JML Financial Group. 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Or email Joe at jyakovich@brokersifs.com.
Back here on Talk with a Purpose, Fighting the Opioid Addiction series, Fallon O'Connell is our guest, Director of Outpatient Services, Recovery Centers of America. Here's the number, 1-800-RECOVERY. I always say, write it down, you know, and if it's somebody who's reluctant, you know, you just write it down, hand them, and say, look, call this number. It's a little sneaky way to do it. 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY is the 24/7 hotline for Recovery Centers of America. We perhaps can take one more call here on the show if you want to jump in and ask Fallon O'Connell a question. 609-407-1450. Fallon, I always like to end the hour with like good feel-good stories, and I know you've been there for a while and you've experienced a lot of things at Recovery Centers of America. Can you think of a story of a patient who you ran into and, you know, recovered and is doing very well?
Yeah, I would say, like, so recently we had this one client that was in and out of treatment last year. Like, he was going in and out of inpatient, in and out of outpatient with us, and he was with us multiple times. And like, the last time he came in, I'm like, what is it going to take? Like, you know, I understand, like, you know, addiction, it's very hard to get over, and like, you know, things happen. And like, he's like, I don't know what to do anymore. I can't keep living like this. I need the help. And then like he got diaphragm involvement in his life. And then he was like, wow, I'm like, I'm going to lose my child over this. And then probably he completed our program around the holidays of last year, around like probably the end of like December. And recently he reached out to the team saying he's doing really, really well. Him and his wife got back together, and that, like, you know, he was so grateful that we never gave up on him, even though he was in and out of treatment multiple times with last year with us. Cause he's like, at the last time, he's like, I just feel like a failure. I can't do this. He's like, I don't know if I'm ever going to recover. And he was a perfect example of like, you'd never give up. Like, even if you're struggling, and it might be like your sixth, seventh time maybe coming to treatment, don't ever feel weird picking up that phone call and trying to get the help that you need, because he's doing amazing right now. And he's so happy that we did not give up on him.
So it's been about a year, but I guess the question everybody has, Fallon, what did you do differently? Or, I mean, what was different about the last time that made it successful? Could you share that with us?
Honestly, like, you know, we do everything that we always do. Like, you know, we have great therapists on staff. We have great clinicians. Everybody's licensed. You know, we offer great therapy. But honestly, he was ready to work on his sobriety. Like, it was, he surrendered. He was ready, and like, he wanted the help. And like, he was losing everything. He's about to lose his child. His wife was done, and it was his time. And he's like, you know what? I really need to put these tools in place that I'm learning outside of like group. And that's what he did. He took the tools that he was learning, took it out to the real world, and he's been able to maintain his sobriety.
Okay, we have a caller, Fallon, and we'll have to get this quickly as we're running out of the hour. Chris is in Ocean City. Chris, good morning. You're on with Fallon O'Connell.
Hi, good morning, John. How you doing?
How you doing, Chris?
All right, so the question is, like, where my job work at, there's a pharmacy inside the store where I work at, and they're administering that amoxicillin for the, I guess, if I'm pronouncing it right, for someone who were to OD or overdose. Is that the
right
same stuff that
mm-hmm.
the police use? And basically, who's paying for that? Like, where's that funding coming from where these different pharmacies are giving that out? And I'll listen for your answer. Thank you.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call. Do you know the answer to that, Fallon? I think I know, but go ahead.
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. Like, I'm not 100% sure where the funding's coming for the Narcan that's being given out at pharmacies right now.
I believe it's from the counties. I do believe that.
Okay.
And I can find out and I can pass that along to the audience. Fallon, it's been great having you with us.
No, thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, it goes quick, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Yes, it does.
Well, thanks to you and thanks to everybody at Recovery Centers of America, and continued success with helping patients all over the place, whether it's in Voorhees or in Mays Landing or in Sayreville or in Raritan Bay or wherever. RCA seems to be all over the place, right?
We are.
Okay.
Here to help
thanks.
People.
All thanks
right.
a lot, and we'll talk to you next time, huh?
Sounds good. I'll
all
talk
right.
to you soon.
Take care now. 1-800-RECOVERY, of course, is their number, 1-800-RECOVERY, anytime, 24/7 for Recovery Centers of America. And guess what? Looking at the clock, wow, another show flies by. Time flies when you're having fun, right? Thanks to Chris Coleman for producing. Thanks to Fallon O'Connell from Recovery Centers of America for coming on. Next week, John Armato. In 2 weeks, Eric Scheffler. And in 3 weeks, Jeff Van Drew. I'll tell you, got a big lineup coming up here on the show. I'm John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great week and a healthy one. Talk to you next Saturday, 9 till noon. Talk with a purpose. WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. You take care.
FM and 1450 AM WPGG Atlantic City. WENJ 97.3 HD3 Millville.
The president is doing very well. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That from his doctor, Sean Conley, moments ago as the president receives treatment at Walter Reed Military Hospital for the coronavirus.
Dr. Sean Conley saying, I'm happy to report that the president is doing very well. He is not requiring any supplemental oxygen, but in consultation with specialists, we have elected to initiate remdesivir therapy. He has completed his first dose and is resting comfortably. That is in addition.